Hello and welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Alcam, joined by Michael Cambo Campbell.
Hey Nelson, how are you?
Why'd you laugh just then?
No, that wasn't me. That was another guy.
Fine. Well, if I see that other guy, I swear to God.
We're off to a flyer already.
Exactly. I stumbled my words in the first. Normally it takes like 3/4 of an episode for me to stumble my words.
This is what happens. We change pattern ever so slightly and record on a Tuesday.
Oh, I know. Everything goes to hell. God. Speaking of which, yeah. So apologies, listeners.
Yep.
We still love you and whatever. But
hopefully you love us because of the questions we've been asking.
Because of the questions. We'll get to that later if you're a first-time listener. Oh, crap. I didn't write that down. I can get to it. Never mind. It's just going to take a little while longer to get to. See? It's on Tuesday, okay? It's throwing me off. But last time this happened, we recorded on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I said to you, I was going to write on our Facebook, our social media channels,
yep,
that, hey, we're going to have a delay in the episode.
Yeah.
And then you said you were going to do the same thing, but mm-hmm, sign my name.
Yeah.
To make it look like it was my fault.
Yep.
So this time I was like, well, if I write something, people aren't going to know if it's actually from me or from you, because I was going to blame you because it was your fault.
Well, it's up for debate. Facebook would suggest it's your fault.
So then, did you do that?
No.
Okay. See, I didn't even check. You could have done that. See, so then I was like, well, I guess I'll just leave it again. I guess I'll just leave our listeners in the dark.
Here's the thing you're going to notice, though. We're a day delayed, and we didn't tell anyone we're going to be a day delayed.
Mm.
Not a single person asked.
No, Vin did. He gave me a call today.
Okay.
So we have one
person. That cares.
That's great.
Okay. More on him later.
Better that we have one. Better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all, Cambo.
That doesn't really apply here, but okay.
It's close enough. You see what I'm talking about. What'd you get up to this week, Cambo?
Well, the reason we were delayed is because I had to work late, and I had to do some social media-ing, Nelson, because that is my extremely millennial job now.
Yeah, that's right.
At the drive-in theater.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never been to the drive-in theater before.
Neither have I.
No, but, it's cool. But what I thought was kind of fun was it was a big, like, media event. Some big media company had booked it out.
Right.
And they had like the big red carpet with the big media wall, but it was for cars. So as you came in, you parked your car and you got a photo with your car on the media wall.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a cool idea, actually.
It's cool. Like it was a little weird, but what I was enjoying was all the people in really shitty cars were loving it so much more than the people with nice cars.
Yeah.
Because you got the BMWs and you had like some souped up kind of muscle cars and stuff.
Yeah.
But then there's like 94 Corolla just roll in, and they were the most excited when they got it, like, yeah, boy.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I like that. I wish I had gone.
Yeah,
but again, my car's too new. I would want a real bomb.
Yeah. And it was very far away.
Yeah, that's true. Do you know what's funny? And this is sure as how bad I am at my job.
Yeah.
So for those who don't know, I used to be a manager of the arcade game part of the cinema company that we worked for.
Mm-hmm.
So almost every cinema location had games in them.
Yeah.
And I'd visit these locations occasionally, you know, maybe once a month, once every 2 months, to see everything's going okay. There were some games at that drive-in that you spoke about, and I never went there once. I just completely ignored it.
It looks like it's mainly been left alone and completely ignored since it opened.
Yeah.
It's still, which is kind of nice. It does look like you go back into the 50s when you go in there. All the signage is very old-fashioned. They put all the signs up like out the front themselves with all the clip-on letterings. And
well, that's...
It's very charming.
That's good. It's nice to know that me not doing my job properly added to the experience. Yeah. Yeah.
Though, actually, a quick shout-out as well this week. My lady friend, she started a whole new Instagram page.
Oh, yeah. It's called, this is weird. I've seen it.
It's called Dogs I've Met.
Yep.
And the whole page is pictures of dogs that she has met.
Yeah.
So if dogs are your thing, feel free to give it a follow.
Check it out.
I think that the actual handle is All the Dogs I've Met.
All the dogs. So like at All the Dogs I've Met? Does it use an at? Yeah. So check that one out. Mm-hmm. It could be great. If hey, you look, like really like dogs. That's so weird. Do you know what? Like, to me, that's the weirdest thing ever. But I also know it's genius.
Yeah, she's got a scary amount of followers already.
Really? Yeah, oh, my God. How many?
I don't know.
Just a scary amount. I remember she just said, oh, my God, I've got a scary amount of followers.
I remember her saying that, like, you know, she started last night and there was already, like, a bunch of people have started following that she doesn't know. That have obviously just been searching dogs on Instagram.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, that's really funny. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's up there with... I love a website or a blog.
She's only got like 6 photos as well, by the way. Yes, I did see that.
I love websites or blogs or things like that. It's so weirdly specific.
Yeah.
Have I ever showed you Scanwiches?
No.
Scanwiches is a blog, and this guy just scans in whatever sandwich he's eating that day. And uploads it to Scanwiches. Yeah, I love it. It's great. So weirdly specific that no one else is doing that.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's so funny.
What about you, Nelson? You're very corporately dressed today. Oh, can I say actually you're very smart casually dressed.
That's true.
I've noticed the jeans.
Bit of a smart casual thing going on here. Do you know the only reason why I'm wearing these jeans and not like suit pants that I normally wear is because I cannot for the life of me find where my suit pants are. I don't know. Okay. I've been unemployed for so long, they just disappeared.
I like to think that you got home once you're unemployed, took your pants off and just threw them off the balcony.
Yeah, or burnt
them. Won't need these anymore.
I do remember some flames after. Yeah, that could be it.
Flames, alcohol, and tears.
I was really drunk, yeah. so this week I got a job. Mm-hmm.
That was quick.
It's been pretty horrible. Well, it did sort of happen quickly in a way. My dad had mentioned before, because it's my sister and dad's business, mm-hmm. property management business, and they had mentioned before, hey, would you like to come and help us out? And I was like, no, I really do not want to at all. But since my sister has had a second child, it's been a lot tougher. And so my dad's like, okay, we really need your help. Could you please do this? And I said, okay, no worries, buddy.
When you say now that you're working for the family, just to be clear, that you're not in the mafia.
Not in the mafia.
Okay.
That'd be a pretty cool story there.
Yeah. Maybe. Although if you were in the mafia, you'd probably have some kind of cover story. Some kind
like
of
I'm in a property
average
management
job
business.
That people wouldn't question.
Yeah, that's right. It happened quickly in the sense that he said on Friday, hey, we really need your help. Can you start on Monday? And I was like, okay, I guess I will. So, God, working is so... Do you know, yesterday I came home from work. I didn't even really do that much. And then I came home and I was like, oh, my God, I have to do this again tomorrow.
Do they listen to this show?
I don't think so.
How little did you do?
Oh, like not that much at all. But they know how little I did well, because it's sort of like they are overwhelmed, but... The things you do aren't really that hard.
Right.
And because I don't know everything at the moment, and they sometimes don't even have enough time to show me how to do something.
Right.
So I'm just kind of standing there.
They know that you're kind of kick shooting.
Today, for a good half an hour, I was playing hide and seek with my niece. That's what that's what my job consisted of. So, so I'm really buggered.
And I say this without meaning any kind of offense.
Yes. But,
which, you know, probably mean. Yeah, anyway. Do you think it's a good thing or a bad thing that you now have a job where at a party, if someone says, what do you do?
Yeah.
And you say, I'm in property management. Mm-hmm. They probably won't ask any more questions about your job. They'll go, oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a tricky question. See, I would sort of, they would say, what did you do? And I'd say, I'd work with my sister in the property management business. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like they'd be like, oh, is this a property management? You know, like there would be conversation not about what I do, but like that sort of area. Because I don't, like I said, I don't really intend to stay in this job either. <Right. laughs> Well, so I know how boring property management business is and nobody wants to talk about it at all. That's fine.
What you should do, if anyone asks, you know, oh, Nelson, what do you do for a living? You should say, I'm actually a podcaster, and then pull out a business card that we design.
Yeah.
And give them the business card.
Okay, can you design the business card?
I'm a bit busy at the moment.
Yeah, I can't be bothered.
So. Yeah. we'll scrap that one.
If you want
to design a business card for Nelson to hand out if anyone asks him.
What I really do, other than a property manager. Anyway, it's very boring.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
The idea of it is very boring.
But hide and seek is fun. So
that's true.
I mean, just saying. Alrighty. What the F? Okay, Cambo, just as I was about to get into Reddit on Reddit,
yep.
The computer decides to sign me out of Google completely. That was so weird. It was just like, you've been signed out. See you later.
It's the Tuesday curse.
It is the Tuesday. Well, Tuesday is just ruining our lives.
Well, why you load that back up? Now that you mentioned property management and hide and seek.
Yep.
I play a form of hide and seek with my property manager, which is I hide all the mess that I normally have around my house.
Yeah, that's true.
I see if she can find it.
Wait a second. Maybe this is a Karate Kid Mr. Miyagi thing my sister's got me doing. First, it's hide and seek with my niece, but next, it's when I do property inspections.
Yeah.
And I have to search for all the... Oh, my God.
Checking under mattresses.
This is crazy.
Checking in cupboards.
I might be changing a nappy tomorrow. Who knows? And somehow that will be relevant. I won't question it, though. I'll just do it.
Yeah, that's the key to good property management.
Yeah.
Anyway, this podcast isn't about property management. It's about Reddit.
It's about Reddit. And got the notes back. So.
Yes.
All right. Score one for us. Here we go. This is by Cypher Neo. He wrote, McDonald's wanted to know why I wouldn't recommend them. And he's got a screenshot of a survey that he filled in.
Uh-huh.
And it says at the top, please tell us in three or more sentences why you are not highly satisfied with your McDonald's experience.
Yep.
He wrote, I am highly satisfied with my visit, but I need you to understand that people do not recommend fast food restaurants in normal everyday conversation. And I was like, that is... so stupid and exactly the point. I think some of these, there's got to a point, right?
Yeah.
Where somebody who needed something to do,
yeah,
maybe like some analyst of sorts, business analyst of sorts, was like, oh man, not much to really do in my job. Do you know what I should do? Make up surveys and do all this work around surveys that businesses give to their customers, and it tells them a lot about their business.
Mm-hmm.
Because we came from the cinema company that we work for has adopted a system called something. I can't remember what it is, but it's a really popular system used around the world, and it's basically a rating system so that you rate their business on 1 to 10, or if you are going to recommend their business.
Yep.
And anything lower than, I think, a 9 is negative. So you get these stupid questions where it's like, would you recommend McDonald's to anyone you know? It's like, who's going to be like, yes, 10 out of 10 would recommend? Nobody's going to do that. Who in their right mind decides to recommend McDonald's to a friend?
Actually, I had McDonald's recommended to me the other day.
What? Yeah. Why? What are people doing?
Because at the moment, as far as I understand, now I haven't had McDonald's in a long time, but there is something called a chicken Big Mac.
Yep.
In which they replace the meat from a Big Mac with the chicken from a McChicken.
Okay.
And there's also something at the moment called cheeseburger shaker fries.
Right.
Where you put cheeseburger flavor in your fry bag and shake it up. And I've had several people actually recommend that I try both of those things in a combo meal in the past week.
That is a bit strange, but I guess that's okay.
It is,
because it's a particular product as well.
Previous to that, hadn't been recommended McDonald's in ever.
Yeah, okay. Maybe but they're onto something.
This week came up, this statement came up, and I disagree with it.
Yeah.
People do recommend McDonald's, apparently.
Okay. That's so weird.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been recommended McDonald's. Like, hey, have you tried McDonald's?
You know what you ought to try?
No, I haven't.
A quarter pounder with cheese.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, oh, really? What is this? Where can I find one of these restaurants? Oh, they're everywhere. Yeah.
You know what you should do just to entertain yourself is if this ever does happen, someone recommends McDonald's to you and they go, you know what you should try is McDonald's. Just pretend like you don't know what it is.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
McDonald's, is that Scottish cuisine?
Yeah, okay.
No, it's a burger place. Oh, a little burger place in the city?
Yeah, okay. It's good.
Like, just make them sell you on it.
Yeah.
I want to hear how they sell it.
That's true. I wouldn't know. How would you sell McDonald's to somebody? If I said, hey, Camber, I don't.
If someone didn't know who it was, I'd probably go, oh, don't worry.
It's funny because
it's not
true.
That good. Don't worry about it.
Like, I regret recommending this. And next time I'm not going to, when they ask me for feedback, I'm going to say it's because I can't be bothered explaining McDonald's to people that don't know.
This guy didn't know what it was. Yeah. And then I was more confused about that.
Yeah, exactly.
So then I kind of, I'll be honest with you, I got distracted McDonald's.
Yeah.
And I don't think I recommended it to him at all.
Yeah. That's right. And it is just the biz problem. Like, I don't know. Aside from the product thing, I sort of get, hey, you should try this or whatever.
Yeah.
But just in general conversation, nobody recommends. And this isn't just McDonald's. He does make the point. He says, people do not recommend fast food in conversations. I don't know. Just never had experience that in my life.
Mm-hmm. But you've always been recommended food and restaurants before.
Yeah. Although, admittedly, I think the recommendation of food is not ever reliable.
Yeah, I
reckon
agree.
Like restaurants and stuff,
uh-huh.
Never reliable.
Mm-hmm.
For example, just the other day, I went to, had a burger with a friend.
Yep.
And
where was that, McDonald's?
No, it was at some, it was like a burger, I can't even remember the name of the place, so there you go. I couldn't even recommend it if I wanted you to. And we went there once, like a while ago, had this really good burger. We're like, man, that was a good burger. Perhaps the best burger we've ever had?
Uh-huh.
Don't know. That was probably a gross exaggeration.
Right.
And then we went a second time. And they didn't have it on the menu.
Yeah.
But we asked the waitress, we're like, oh, hey, there was this burger last time. She's like, oh, yeah. She actually went and asked the chefs in the kitchen to make it for us. And we had it. Wasn't anywhere near as good.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, okay, this is crap. But she had told us, oh, but we're getting it back on the menu because so many people liked it.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, maybe, you know, like they just weren't prepared to make this. They didn't have the exact right ingredients. They made it to the best of their ability or something. We went just the other day. And still, it was like, it was better than the first, it was worse than the first time, better than the second time. But this is kind of my point. The inconsistency with food to people is why you can never trust a good food recommendation.
And food is also so subjective in your state when you eat it, obviously.
Yeah.
Because, one, you weren't prepared for that, so it kind of hit you like a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
It's like a food oasis is what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like this perfect shimmering thing that you didn't know was coming. But then if you go back and try and look for that, you're not going to find it.
Yeah.
So I had it a couple years ago when I was in San Francisco with a few friends of mine. We had spent the whole day out and about, and we were tired, and we wanted to go to sleep, and we were like delirious.
Yeah.
We just wanted somewhere to eat, and we kept driving around, and we couldn't find anywhere that suits us all until we got to a place called the Old Spaghetti Factory.
Yeah.
And we just thought that was the funniest name ever. Again, it's not funny, but in our delirious state, the Old Spaghetti Factory was hilarious.
Yeah.
So we went into the Old Spaghetti Factory, and I had one of the best meals of my entire life.
Yeah.
You know, they it was just like spaghetti and meatballs, but then they gave you these creaming sodas, and they gave you these ice cream and all this garlic bread. And then when I went back to America, I would not shut up about, we have to go to the Old Spaghetti
Old
Factory.
Spaghetti
we
factory.
Have to go to the Old Spaghetti Factory.
Best bolognese of my life.
We were going through San Francisco, and I kept telling the person I was traveling with, you just wait till you get to the Old Spaghetti Factory. So then we went back there, and I had another meal. And it was fine. It was great. But I'm like, oh, you know, it didn't hit. I guess I'm not delirious and tired like I was before.
Yeah.
But she had one of the best meals of her life.
Really? Yeah.
It was so weird. It's, I don't know.
It's just, wow.
Because again, I don't think she was expecting it, you know.
Yeah, that's true. But, and although that's weirder because you had talked it up so much as well.
But I think she was like, yeah, the orange spaghetti. Okay. Yeah.
Like you're an idiot.
I think
okay.
I was just annoying her more than anything about it.
Okay.
And she was like, okay, let's go to this place.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting.
Hmm.
But anyway.
I think it's not that interesting. Don't know why I brought it up.
We have to pretend things are interesting on this podcast.
Being paid under the table by the old spaghetti factory, Nelson.
Oh, I see. Use the
promo code Reddit Podcast to get 10% off.
Oh, 10%, that's pretty good. Yeah.
Give it a go.
Yeah. See if it works. Let us know.
Let us know if it worked.
Anyway, don't recommend food.
Yeah.
Is what we want to get across, I think, was the message that we were trying to send to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right, Kemper, I have another one here.
Okay.
Now, often on this show, we like to expose people. I can't remember what the last exposed thing we did was.
We're the very peak, the very top of gotcha journalism.
Yeah,
is us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean, I read the things on Reddit
that
people, you know, get other people for.
Well, here's the thing, Nelson. We have a bit of a, I mean, no offense to Reddit. We have a bit of a wider audience than Reddit.
Yeah.
So it starts as a little niche thing on Reddit. But once we get a hold of it, national news takes off.
So anyway, this is what I'm going to expose.
Okay.
In 1871, this is by Akeri. In 1871, Antonio Meiji was so poor he could not afford to pay $10 to renew his telephone patent. 130 years later, Congress voted a resolution crediting him as the true inventor of the telephone, and that Bell, Alexander Graham Bell, stole it from him.
Ooh.
I did a little test the other night, and I said to my parents, hey, who invented the telephone?
Yep.
And they said,
Alexander Graham Bell. Yep.
Exposed, Camber. What a bloody jerk. There's this idea, right, that like certain inventors through history and stuff, you're like, wow, you're so amazing, so creative and genius, and I have a lot of respect for you.
Yeah.
But here we are, bloody Graham Bell, ripping off Antonio Meiji.
Yeah. And not just Alexander Graham Bell that turns out to be quite a jerk in real life. Obviously, famously, Thomas Edison.
Yeah,
Big old jerk.
Yeah, that's right. Made Tesla look like a real bad dude.
Took credit for
killed puppies.
Took credit for people's inventions all the time.
Yeah.
If they were made under his tutelage in any way, or his funding, that was a Thomas Edison invention.
Funnily enough, we actually also, my family, I don't know if it stemmed from this conversation, but it was around the same time I was telling them about this, and about how, you know, the quite often famous painters, very famous painters,
have their underlings,
Have their underlings, and like their tutors. So they would often claim the work that tutors done, and even have like factories and stuff that would just produce these things. And then my father and I got into the argument of, well, what then classifies the artwork as being one individual's? So, for example, if Picasso just sketched one of his paintings, it's obviously very particular, and then just got another artist, even if he didn't sketch it on the canvas, right? Sketched it on a bit of paper. Hey, this is what I want.
Yeah.
Gave it to him. And then the apprentice painted it for him. Whose artwork is that?
Well, see, essentially what that is also a metaphor for film direction.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's a good point. I am against the idea of a film by credit, you know, like a film by Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
Because I get what they're saying. He wrote the script and he directed it. But, you know, he didn't film it. He didn't cast it. He didn't do the set design. It's a film by a lot of people.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just his idea.
Yeah.
And I think it's the same with that kind of an artist. He has the initial idea and a lot of people bring it to life. But if it's a Quentin Tarantino film, is it a, you know, is it a Picasso painting?
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's the point. Like, even in a movie, you kind of, you know, you even have to put credits at the end, because it's even just the understanding that that's people say, oh, well, obviously there's an actor and action stuff, so there's other people involved, and then they get, you know, a little bit of to credit at the end.
So here's my middle ground. Yep. Obviously, one of the more famous paintings in the world, Mona Lisa, up in the Louvre.
Yep.
Every 20 minutes, project some credits on it. Just to okay. stream up the painting. Okay. And then it goes back. It's just like a normal obsession.
Well, funnily...
Post-credit scene, Marvel style.
Start the
Da Vinci Cinematic Universe.
Or I think even... no, what's his name? He does he does the Transformer films.
Michael Bay.
Yeah. Do some Michael Bay credits. Yeah. I feel like they're really intense. Yeah. Just over the top of the Mona Lisa. Well, funny you mentioned the Mona Lisa, because I think, and I could be 100% making this up, but I think I saw it. It could have been on Reddit or, you know, BuzzFeed. I don't know. Right. You know, the reliable source BuzzFeed. Yeah. that the Mona Lisa, which is currently in the Louvre, isn't actually the original one. There's always been... So there's two stories with this. Uh-huh. One is that it's not the original Mona Lisa in the sense that this one was painted by an apprentice, and there's another one that has been painted, and I saw they like had two pictures next to each other, and they look very similar, but it's not... So they're saying Leonardo... Da Vinci. Leonardo da Vinci did this other one, but the famous one in Louvre was by an apprentice of his. But then there's another story that underneath the current Mona Lisa in the Louvre
is the original.
Is the original.
Yeah.
So who knows?
There's also a conspiracy theory, because the Mona Lisa was stolen in the early 20th century.
Yeah.
That they never actually recovered it.
Yeah.
And that it's also a duplicate.
Yeah.
There's many, it's so many theories.
Yeah.
I think that was the plot of Mona Lisa Smile. I've not seen it, but I imagine it's all about conspiracy theories.
I think it is really in depth. Don't you think though, right? As at a certain point, so let's say you stole this painting, or you're a super rich person, somebody stole the Mona Lisa and sold it to you. You paid like millions of dollars. You're like, oh my God, this is Mona Lisa. This is freaking crazy.
And I could do that.
And you could. But then don't you think like years afterwards, that painting is just worthless now, the one that you bought? Because you're going to be like, I think, you know, the fame comes from the Mona Lisa that is currently hanging in the Louvre. That is the famous Mona Lisa. Uh-huh. So anybody else is going to be like, well, you don't have the original one. You know, I think there's just going to be this doubt of like, well, is that really from him?
Yeah.
And they might look slightly different, some imperfections or something. And somebody said, oh, but the one at the Louvre, that looks great.
Yeah.
I reckon you've just lost money. You've lost value. Because then you have to convince people.
Just start a whole campaign.
Be like, no, trust me, this was definitely... But you can't be loud about it. You can't get too many people involved. Because if they do work it out, then you get busted. I say, poor investment.
So this is an official statement from the Reddit on Reddit podcast. And we'll be serious here for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
If someone offers you the original Mona Lisa, don't buy it.
Yeah.
It's a bad investment.
It's a bad investment. It's a do not buy.
Confirmed. First of all, exposed with Graham Bell. Ugh. We've got you, mate, Mr. Alexander Graham Bell.
Bloody Graham Bell.
And secondly, you guys over there selling the fake Mona Lisa... Yeah. Also exposed. Ooh. Don't buy.
This is a double exposure from Reddit on Reddit.
It leads us to just fantastic, like, clickbait titles that we could produce for this.
Yeah.
I used to respect Alexander Graham Bell. No, after learning this, .. I don't believe it.
And you won't either. That's right. Oh, it's so good.
Also, when you asked your family... who invented the telephone? And they said Alexander Graham Bell.
Yep.
How smug were you when going, oh, is that what you think, is it? You fucking idiots.
Do you know what? You said that sarcastically, but it's almost exactly how I sounded.
Did you have the head bubble?
There was definitely a head bubble in there. Obviously, I knew I was being an arrogant prick, but yes, that's exactly how I did it. I was like, is that what you think?
Next, you'll be saying your peanuts are actually a nut.
You idiots, it's a legume. All right. Now, we could move on, Cambo, but I do have one just quick one. As you know, I like to just read the heading and never click on anything else.
Yeah. It's in many ways the motto of the show.
Exactly.
Read the headline, don't click.
Yeah, that's right. It's what everybody does, let's be honest. So, this is by BreakOr, and it was in the subreddit news.
Yeah.
NASA wants to probe Uranus in search of gas.
It's pronounced Uranus, Nelson, and I won't have any of this tomfoolery. On to the next segment, I demand.
All right, let's move on to Today I Learned.
So now it's time for Today I Learned.
Today I Learned. This Today I Learned is by Wet Donkey 6969.
It's just a great name, isn't it?
Because Wet Donkey 69 was taken. Anyway.
If you're 69 or 69, are you just both
I think you're facing the wrong way?
Yeah. I don't know. Let's not get into it.
Let's not think about that. Okay. I've lost it. No, yeah. Today I learned Germans celebrate Father's Day by having oddly dressed men pulling wagons filled with beer into parks and drinking until they pass out. That's awesome.
It's fantastic.
I know.
Why oddly dressed men? I don't want to know. I don't ever want to know the answer to that question.
I think it's obviously this idea that, you know, fathers just want to sort of relax. It's the one day of the year they can relax. Now, I'm not a father. Don't know. Don't think so.
We can't 100% rule it out.
But yeah, there is a possibility, I guess. But maybe fathers just want to dress in odd clothing. Yeah. I'm not one to judge, but no. I don't know. Maybe that's the thing.
I want to do that, and I'm not even a father. Okay, I can imagine if you were a father, it's even more tempting.
10 times
because
worse.
We could actually do that now.
Yeah, I think that's maybe my point.
No responsibility. We could dress very oddly, pull a cart into a park, and get blackout drunk.
Yeah.
But if I had a dumb kid at home, I couldn't do it except for that one day of the year, which would make it even better. That is their old spaghetti factory.
Yeah. Well, see, this is what I'm thinking, right? Because even though we could do this now, Cambo, we could get, you know, lots of beer, get passed out drunk, we would get judged for it. Onlookers would be like, look at those two.
Yeah.
Not even fathers.
Look at those two bachelors down there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, I'm thinking, let's move to Germany.
Yep. Yeah, obviously.
Obviously. We have to do it in Germany. Knock up some girls.
Mm-hmm.
Wait 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
Wait until ready.
Yep.
Pop one out. Preferably time it. Really well.
Mm.
So that we, as soon as the baby's popped out, Father's Day. Okay. If it popped out one day later, you'd be so pissed, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, have to wait 364 days now? You bloody God. But then I think, and then obviously we celebrate the day, get stupid, drunk, dressed in odd clothes, and then, you know, like leave without telling our wife, because we don't really want that responsibility of a kid just yet.
Got loophole for you.
Yeah, okay.
Go to Germany.
Yep.
Just adopt a kid.
Oh, no, damn. Yeah. Didn't think about that.
Because we could just both adopt the one. We can be gay dads. That's fine.
Oh, even better. Okay, yep.
Get blackout drunk on Father's Day in the park.
Yep. Have we made friends in the meantime that are women friends that are looking after our kid while we're blackout drunk? Or is he in the park, at the park with
in
us?
In Germany, everyone is your friend.
Okay, great.
That is just, everyone knows that.
So, just on our way to the park, we'll just drop our kid off at just anyone.
If we... What's the drinking age in Germany? Let's say it's 18.
Okay.
So adopt a kid that's just turned 18. He'll come with this.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Oh, my God. This is becoming so essentially, more and more genius as the days go on.
Essentially, well, we just get drunk with an 18-year-old German kid.
Okay. Is this weird? I don't know.
It is, but I'm okay with it.
Okay. I'm okay with it, too. Yeah. If it...
Though, I think what we should do is we should stop the stigma. Australia appropriates a lot of cultures. Mm-hmm. Why not do this for Father's Day?
Yeah,
in
exactly.
Fact, why limit it to Father's Day? If you want to get drunk with me and Nelson in a park, right
just
in.
Say the word.
Yeah.
And we'll be there.
We'll podcast live from the park.
Yeah.
That's fine. We can bring the laptop.
Yeah, that's easy to do.
Yeah.
If you could bring the beer, that'd be great.
We'll bring the show, you bring the beer. And you know
that's
what?
How it works.
You can pick the park.
You can be, look, all these things you get to do. Bloody lucky ducks. Anyway, I thought that was brilliant. And I want to be a father, specifically in Germany. Or if we change it to Australia, I'll be...
If you would have made a partner and she would have fallen pregnant, would you go, okay, quick, pack the bags.
Yeah.
We're off to Deutschland.
We need... Because I imagine... I mean, I don't know the rules, mm-hmm. but I imagine your child has to be born in Germany. That's got to be, you know, one of those rules. Like,
yeah. It's a rule that we definitely made
like
up.
Like, you need to show your child's passport when you get to the park and show all the other fathers. Like, see, look.
No, German men looking for people's passports and papers.
Yeah.
It's gone a bit out of vogue in Germany in the last couple of years, Nelson.
Okay.
I think they'll be cool with it.
Alrighty. Okay.
Do you want to see my papers? No.
Yeah.
Go into the park.
All right. I have another one for you, Kimber.
Okay.
This is by Cheeky Asian. Today I learned when Nintendo had a fall in revenue from the less successful Wii U, its CEO cut his pay in half for 5 months rather than blame workers.
Hmm. Interesting.
That's pretty good.
Classic honorable Japanese, isn't it?
Do you know what? It's really funny that you say that because I think I have heard from another Japanese or like Asian country that a CEO of an airline who was doing really bad decided to like just cut his pay in half or even more. So there was like a mini documentary about him, I think I saw, and his I'm pretty sure his wife was really upset because obviously he was probably earning a ton of money,
yeah,
and then he ended up earning like minimum wage, I think it was, uh-huh. You know, like it was very minute, and he was you know, just eating lunch with all his workers in like, you know, their lunch break room that they have. He's just eating the grub.
Yeah.
And, you know, but people are sort of praising him for his actions. Yeah. And really, that's what a lot of CEOs would do. And I just thought it was the same here. It's like such a great idea.
It's like,
by the way, just for those who don't know, it says here, the Nintendo's less successful Wii U was actually not just less successful. It was a massive bomb. It did so bad.
Yeah.
It was just like the worst release.
That's just a polite way of saying it.
Exactly. But yeah, I think, oh man, that's so much respect. And
yeah, it's the corporate version of harikiri. Well, obviously, if someone was dishonored, they'd take the sword in there.
Yeah, that's so true.
Instead of slicing their body, they're slicing their wage.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But yeah, I have a lot of respect for that.
I also have respect for that.
Mm.
And obviously, being CEOs of this big podcast company that we own,
yeah,
we would never do that.
I would never, ever
if
do that.
If we stopped making the tons and tons of money that we make from this,
exactly.
I'm going to blame the lowest employee I can find, which I think is me.
Yeah, I know. Or me.
I'll be very confused.
We'll be blaming each other. Hey, why'd the podcast?
You cut your salary. No, you cut your salary.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll hire someone just to fire them for it.
Do you know, exactly. Do you know, though, I love the idea that, like, in how much more debt could we be in this podcast for it to be considered going under? Like, we're losing money.
Yep.
So, I don't know at what point.
Oh, no, we're the Wii U of podcasts.
I know. Oh, no, shit.
No.
But just like the CEO I was talking about who, you know, was of the airline company, we do kind of live in a poverty already. So
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
So in a way we were doing it before we even lost money.
Exactly.
Are we more respectable? Look, that's up to you.
I think definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, I thought that's interesting. And mucho respecto for this guy.
No, he's Japanese, Nelson. You need to...
No, I think that's how you say him.
Okay, yeah.
Look, do you know Japanese?
Yes.
Well, you would know then that mucho respeto is Japanese. All right, Kembe. Now it's time for shower. Shower thoughts. This is by Chugner. Cinderella's dress must have been very revealing if the prince looked at her all evening without being able to remember her face. I have never considered this. I just, when I read that book, I was like, oh yeah, cool. Lucky he's got now, that shoe.
I don't want to be this guy.
Yeah.
But I believe in the original story, it was a masquerade ball that she went to.
Ah. Then why is it... Why did it stop being a masquerade ball? It makes so much sense.
I don't know.
Like in the other iterations of...
It's one of those things like, you know, that has just evolved and no one's questioned it, like Humpty Dumpty being an egg.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know where that came from, but you'd be goddamned if it's changing now.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And I'm not 100% of that, but the good thing is people can't fact check it. But I'm fairly certain in the original fairy tale it was a masquerade ball.
Yeah, that seems like it makes the most sense.
Yeah.
But it never... Why didn't he, though, even at one point, be like, hey, let me look at your face?
Now, I don't know if you've ever been to a masquerade ball. It doesn't go down well when you corner a girl actually, and go, hey, seriously, let me look at your face.
No, but he was dancing with her and having a good time.
That does not imply consent, Nelson.
It happens in Romeo and Juliet. They're at a masquerade ball, and then they look at each other's faces.
And how does that
end?
This
is the Leonardo DiCaprio. I think they live happily ever after.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, that is the famous ending of Romeo and Juliet. Everything's fine.
Exactly. So what you're saying, if you do break the masquerade ball rules, it'll end in the death of both people.
Yeah, yeah.
It was bound to happen.
If there's a sliding doors scenario in Cinderella where he does look at her face, both dead. Absolutely both dead.
Jeez.
Yeah. And horrifically. I'm not going to go into detail. It's too graphic. Have you seen The Revenant?
I do. Yes.
Very similar.
Okay. something you do want to mention.
Uh-huh.
You said, have you been to masquerade ball? Yeah. Yes, I have been to a masquerade ball.
Yeah.
And I would like to point out that not one person keeps their mask on for more than like half an hour.
Have you been to a proper masquerade ball? I'm talking high society at the peak of the French kind of...
Yes, yeah. And they would be holding masks to their face.
That's probably true.
The point... Gotcha there!
Look, yeah. I'm not defending Cinderella.
Well, you tried to for a second.
Maybe she just had a very deep V... And the girls are out. I don't know.
Yeah.
We both know people that are very well endowed. We used to work with one particular lady.
Yes.
She's very well endowed. Never seen her face.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I think, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny enough. I did think that. He was like, wow, he didn't remember her dress must have been very revealing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I didn't remember her face. I was like, probably not the dress, mate. Anyway, I have another one, Cambo.
Okay.
This is by Kenneth Noisewater, MD. The worst part of having the hiccups is having to listen to people tell you their cure for the hiccups.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so true.
Yeah.
It's so...
Have any cures for the hiccups ever worked for you?
No. That's why I think it's so amazing. Well, no, I would like to say this. Yes, they have. But I think only by chance.
Yeah.
One that I had that I sort of thought maybe worked was hang upside down or just like bend over until you set it upside down and drink water.
Yeah.
Stupid idea. Yeah. Stupid idea. Mm-hmm. Actually, the stupidest one, to me, I'd be like, yep, that makes more sense because it's kind of like, I could justify it to myself or like, or I have to tense certain muscles by hanging upside down and drinking water so that it might correct my diaphragm, which is what gives you the hiccups, and, you know, stop it. It might sort of make sense. But the stupidest one, which I think is sort of the most common that you learn when you're younger, is to scare someone.
Yeah. You know, the only reason I think things like this ever work,
yeah,
is, like you said, by chance, because people like hold your nose and then hang your head off the edge of the bed so it's upside down.
Yeah.
And you're doing all this weird stuff. Is your body goes, wait a second, what's he doing? Hang on. Stop the hiccups for a sec. Stop the hiccups for a sec. What is he doing? Why is he hanging upside down drinking water?
Yeah. I like the idea. It's like the Inside Out movie.
Yeah.
Just someone a control going, panel
hang
of
on,
people.
Hang on.
Wait, what?
Stop everything.
What is this idiot doing? And then in the brain of the other person who's telling you this advice, it's the people sitting in the control panel pissing themselves laughing.
Oh, my goodness.
He's going upside down drinking water. What a loser.
Scaring I never got.
Yeah, I don't understand. Very stupid. Holding your breath, I don't know why. But do you know, I probably hold my breath every time I have the hiccups, even though I think it's just like stupid reason. But definitely the worst part is people telling you all their things. I've probably been a culprit of this before as well. I think it's maybe because it's like people get fed up when somebody has the hiccups, especially if you're ever trying to concentrate on something. I've had it when, if I've been at work and the girl next to me has the hiccups and she had the most ridiculous, I think they were fake, honestly. They were like, I was like, I don't know. That was kind of like a sneeze and a hiccup and a cough all at once. I don't know what you did there. But, so I would be like, how about just try, hold your breath for a minute, you know, just to try and shut up whatever was coming out of it. I was like, I know there's a 0.001% chance this is going to work, but please, God.
That's when you go, oh, you know what? He cures the hiccups. Going into the other room.
Yeah, that's
normally that works.
Yeah.
Give that a go.
Yeah.
It won't work straight away. Go there for about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Stay in the other room and your hiccups will probably go.
Yeah.
Because chances are they'll clear in 20 minutes anyway. Okay. You get some peace and quiet, and she thinks you're right.
Ah, that's true.
So every time she gets the hiccups, she goes to the other room.
Okay. I think also I could be like, well, hold your breath. And she holds her breath, and it doesn't work. I'm like, well, you're not doing it for long enough. So then I would get a plastic bag and put it over it. See how that one goes. That cures the hiccups, Gabbert.
Also, if you're at a masquerade ball and she won't show you her face, plastic bag.
Yeah, true. All right. Have one more shower thought, Kevin. Okay.
Is this a third?
Yeah. I normally do more shower thoughts. Mm. I've always done. Have you not been paying attention?
I'm not okay with this. Go on.
Okay. So you haven't been okay with it.
I'll allow it this time.
For the past 37 episodes.
I've been seething with anger every time.
But this time you'll allow it.
Yeah.
Every other time you've just been secretly angry.
It's only protesting.
Okay. This is by part of the reason why this is so great. This could be, I'm just putting it out there, one of the best Reddit names we've had.
Okay.
Shardy McShardison. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty up there.
It's good.
They wrote, remote keychains for cars should have a mini alarm when the car alarm goes off so people know that the car is making a lot of noise. That's kind of like a pretty smart idea.
So your car alarm's going off, so your keys vibrate.
Your little keys, vibrate. Maybe a little bit of a noise.
Yeah.
Or maybe the annoying noise that your car makes to make people hurry up more.
That's true. That's a good idea.
My solution is don't have a car with a car alarm. It's one of those things where it's like, I would if I go to advertise a car, hey, best car in the world, it drives for you, Canberra. But I'd be like, oh, this is great, I really want this. Does it have a car alarm? Yeah. No, don't want it. Don't sell it to me.
Right.
I think car alarms are the stupidest thing. I'm pretty sure some don't even make them with them anymore because they know that they don't work at all.
Yeah.
The new thing is you just have an immobilizer in the car. So they still need the button, but it doesn't set off alarm. Who decided that was a good idea? I have only ever heard a car alarm when somebody's just like bumped their car or whatever and they're... nobody's trying to break in, and then you see like some person, like a lady, fiddling around in their handbag trying to find the key so they can quickly turn off the car alarm, or somebody run down the street because they hear their car. Stupid.
I don't get how people know it's their car.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I might have a car. I don't know. I might have a car alarm.
Yeah, okay.
But if it went off, I wouldn't know.
Mm.
If we were in this apartment right now and a car alarm went off, yeah. I wouldn't go, oh my God, that's mine.
That's a good point, actually.
Like, unless it screamed my name or something.
Well, maybe.
It was down the street going, Camber! Camber! Then, you know.
Somebody's trying to break in. Yeah. Or maybe a bird just shat on your car. And I can't tell. I'm just a car.
A skateboarder just bumped your car.
Yeah. Actually, I think it might have been a friend of the show, Vin, told me, although maybe it wasn't him, so whatever. But Vin's into cars. Mm. And so there was some people that had really hotted up cars. Mm-hmm. And you could go around a car park. And if you revved your engine a lot and really got it going and swerved around corners, you'd set off car alarms. And so they would just go off setting as many car alarms off as they can. It's like, yeah, that is the point of car. So stupid. Anyway.
We've had a lot of good tips for listeners this week. Yeah. Don't have a car alarm. Don't buy the Mona Lisa.
Yep.
Don't think Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone.
Yeah, exactly. Don't recommend McDonald's. I don't know.
Or do. We don't know how we learned that one.
That one's fine, I think.
Don't recommend food was the overall.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. All right, Cambo. Well, now we can get into Ask Reddit.
Ask Reddit.
This Ask Reddit is by Giggity46. So this one, actually, I'm not sure if it's going to be relevant to you, but I just happened to think of one. Okay. So, what is your best "I definitely did not deserve that grade" story from school?
Okay. Well, you start with yours.
Okay. This was when I was in a science class, right? And I was not particularly academic, I would say, right? I wasn't necessarily a dumb kid. I just didn't really try to do any work. Very much like adult Nelson.
Yeah.
So we're in the science class once, and I was doing an assignment, and I ended up getting my dad to help me. And I even remember it was about white blood cells.
Yeah.
Science project. I had to do you know, one of those boards. You get a really big board. Oh, it wouldn't be an A size. I don't know. Like a really big board, and you just write information and facts on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And
part of a big poster board.
Big poster board. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for, poster board. And you also had to do a model on this as well. So this, for some reason, told my dad it's the homework that I had. And probably the first and only time my dad is like, all right, you know, I'll help you with this. Mm-hmm. We went out. My dad bought this, plaster, little plaster strips.
Yeah.
And we blew up a balloon and then put some plaster around the balloon and then made the shell of a white blood cell and then made jelly and colored the jelly differently and put it inside so it looked like the inside, a cut in half blood cell to show some of the inner parts of it. And was really happy with it, best thing I've also done. I also did put a tennis ball, right, with just a little bit of the white blood cells are spiky, so we kind of just made this spiky little ball, and I attached that with a screw to the poster board. But the cut in half with jelly white blood cell was much too big to really attach to the poster board, so I just sort of had it on the side. So I handed this in one day. And kids in my class are like, oh, man, that is so cool. I by far had the best model of, whatever each person had to do. And I was like, yeah, thanks. Pretty proud of myself. Put the poster board down, put the thing down. And then weeks later, we get our stuff back for it to be marked.
Yeah.
We get our grades. And I looked at mine, and I got a C or D in the section that said, you know, the thing that you had to make, the sculpture. And I was like, oh, what? This kind of sucks. And I didn't say anything. But then my friend said, oh, man, when I got it back again, sort of said, wow, I can't believe you did that. Still so good, you know, from the first time I saw it. And I was like, yeah, thanks. And the teacher happened to walk past at this point, and he was like, "Oh, is that yours, Nelson?" I was like, Yeah, that's mine. And he's like, "Oh, okay." And so he crossed out of my thing, C or whatever, and put A+ in that section.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, "Oh, I thought that was Marco." Now, Marco was the smartest kid in the class, the one that always puts in the most effort. So I was like, it really just like ruined my experience. I was like, "Oh my God, I've all of a sudden just realized you don't really see me for who I am. You see me as you don't take everything I do at face value."
Yeah, yeah.
"Because I've been such a dropkick for the rest of the year and done such little work, you've only just now realized that, you know, I can pull out some great stuff." Yeah.
Every now and then you pull out a white blood cell.
Exactly, yeah. It was a really eye-opening experience for me. And just the fact that he was like, "Well, I don't really know who this is. It must be the smartest kid in the class." Yeah. I was like, "What the hell?" And I bet you so much money he didn't remark Marco's work. I bet he just left it the way it was.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway.
I have something similar, which is, and all people that know me laugh at this fact, but I used to play football.
Yeah,
I know, right? Anyway, I was young. I was like 14.
Yeah.
And I used to play football. I wasn't very good. My position was the forward pocket. For people that don't know football that well, you just stand at the front of the field.
There's no pockets. Occasionally, the shorts don't have them. Cabot, yeah. You must be mistaken.
Occasionally, the ball will stumble across your way anyway. And yeah. You might be able to kick a goal, but that's really the only... You're there to like pick up crumbs, essentially.
Yeah. Okay.
And I wasn't very good. I didn't really like it that much. And they had like a big awards night. And I didn't go because I'm like, why would I go?
Yeah.
Anyway, someone came past like, "Oh, here's the trophies and stuff." And he gave me this trophy. I'm like, "Cool, got a team trophy." And it wasn't until months and months later that I had someone around at my house and like, "Oh, you got the trophy." I'm like, what do you mean? That's the team trophy.
Yeah.
He's like, no. "You won that trophy."
What?
That was like the trophy for like the best person of the season.
What?
I'm like, why did they give it to me? I don't do anything. What have I got this trophy for?
It was like the encouragement award, wasn't it? It was like,
honestly, I think it was.
The really good players don't need the, you know, trophy to say that they've kept them playing next season.
That it was 100% a sympathy trophy.
Yeah.
But I think it made me look accidentally baller when I wasn't there to accept it.
Exactly.
Jeez, man.
It's like, too cool to be here.
He had other commitments.
Yeah.
Couldn't make it. I'll take the trophy.
I think he was with some hookers doing some cocaine. Yeah, that's why he couldn't be here. Yeah. That is pretty cool. But also, I think definitely more like soul crushing that you know that, well, you were the most mediocre person, because they can't give it to somebody really shit. Yeah. That's too obvious.
And they can't give it to the best. Can't give it to the best.
Exactly.
To him. So I am right there in the middle. Of
the most mediocre person. Yeah.
I'm a solid 5 out of 10
exactly.
When it comes to football.
All right. Well, remind me.
In a way, I'm also glad I wasn't there, because I would have gotten to stage. Everyone would have been like,
that's true.
Like, half applauding and half going, "Who?
I don't know this guy." Yeah. All right. Sounds good. All right. I have another one for you, Kimber.
Okay.
This is by The Jack. You receive $1 million for every time somebody says the word dingleberry to you.
Right.
Oh, man. I didn't read this properly. Okay. My answer is just way out the door. Okay, no. You receive $1 million for every time somebody says the word dingleberry to you, but you can't tell anyone what you're doing. What is your plan to make the most money?
I would wear a t-shirt
that
says Fingleberry, and everyone would be like, "Shouldn't that be dingleberry?" Like, okay. Thank you.
$1 million. That's actually a pretty smart idea, but I don't know whether I'd say that to your face. Right?
I feel like if we were talking in conversation.
Okay. Yeah, maybe that's true.
Or maybe it needs to be a leading question on the t-shirt.
Yeah, because then you're...
Like, what's a fingleberry? And they're like, "I don't know. Is that like a dingleberry?" I'm like, "Thank you."
Okay, Or even just more simply, What starts with D and rhymes with Fingleberry?
And then in brackets, not rhetorical, please ask.
That's right. Because I think the problem is if you had that shit, only your friends and family will probably ask you that, right? Strangers on the, you pass somebody in the street, then they're not as likely to approach you and say that.
Look, it's $1 million, right, every time?
Oh, don't get me wrong. I know once, that you would get a ton of money from friends and stuff.
But like once in a while,
yeah,
someone on the street would be like, do you mean, is it like a Dingleberry? And I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
I was running low.
Thank you. I was on my last million. But it is very much, the question states, what is your plan to make the most money?
Okay, right.
Okay. Yeah, so it's not necessarily what you'd be satisfied with. Uh-huh. Otherwise, I'd be like, to three people.
Yeah.
I would just be like, look, this might take us a few hours, but eventually you're going to say something and then we can stop this conversation. Okay. And then it'd just be this weird, like, right. I say a word, you say a word, right? Mm. But that's not the point. The point is to get the most money you can get out of it. This was my plan, right? Yeah. I did sort of misread the question first. I thought it was just if people said the word Dingleberry.
Right.
But it's to you specifically.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to go with my idea, right?
Yeah.
What I would do is I would try and make either two things. The word Dingleberry to be crazy popular as a word.
Yeah.
Right? It just like replaces a statement or replaces a feeling. Like, man, I'm so Dingleberry today, as an example.
Uh-huh.
But also the complete opposite where it's like replacing asshole.
Yeah.
Or try and get it. Really, you want to try and get it as offensive as the N-word.
Yep.
Right? So then when people are really pissed off at you, you Dingleberry. And then you're like, hey, whoa, calm down. So my point is to get it so globally recognized as either a good or bad word that just naturally people will say it to me. And if it became a negative thing, I'd be just an asshole to everyone. And then if it wasn't, then I don't know. You know, see, that's harder to manipulate. That's why I think it's easier when the word is offensive, because you can get people to call you Dingleberry.
May I tweak your plan a little to make it in line with this question?
I will allow your tweak.
Because what you want is, you want it to be a popular, like, lexiconic word that people will chat at you.
Yeah.
What you do is you create a sitcom.
Okay.
In which your catchphrase is, Dingleberry.
Ah. Oh. Right?
And then, when people see you on the street, because, like, you hear stories of, in fact, I saw it when I saw Neil Patrick Harris in person.
Yeah.
People kept shouting out, Legend, wait for it, Derry, because that's his catchphrase.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, all the guys from Red Dwarf apparently get everyone shouts out Smeghead to them, and you know, all that. Okay. People would just shout out Dingleberry to you, and you're like, thank you very much.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I like that plan. So okay, so either my plan requires me to get global presence of the word, and your plan requires either one of us to become very famous in a TV series in which we have a catchphrase like a 90s TV show that everybody will be like,
or Bazinga if you want to update it for the modern day.
What's Bazinga?
The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, really?
That's the catchphrase of the Big Bang. That's how good that show is, Nelson. That's its catchphrase.
Okay. Well, I think our idea is pretty solid, regardless. And
I want to say I would earn less money, but mine is far easier to achieve.
That's true.
I could get a t-shirt from Vistaprint.
That's true.
In fact, use the promo code Reddit Podcast for 10% off.
Hey, but okay, wait, sorry. Just thinking, loophole here.
Yeah.
I just had a thought.
Yep.
It does state towards the end, every time somebody says the word Dingleberry to you, but you can't tell anyone what you're doing.
Yeah.
Could I just say to you, hey, can you say Dingleberry to me?
I'll be like, why?
I said, just say Dingleberry.
But why do you want me to say that?
Cambo, do you want that order?
Do you want $500,000?
Exactly. That's true.
I will give you $500,000 to say Dingleberry to me right now.
Please. I could sell you on $20. Yeah, it'd be funny as well if it was like, if it was like, you know, somebody says Dingleberry and all of a sudden you just like hold out your hands and catch $1 million worth. And so this scenario happens like, hey, I'll give you $20 if you say Dingleberry. You're like, okay, $20. I catch a wad of cash and just take the 20 from the top and give it to you. Like, thanks.
Look, what if, right, in this cruel, unusual world that you're living in this scenario, if you did explain to anyone what you're doing, that money went away. So you said, I'll give you $20, say Dingleberry right now.
Yeah.
And he goes, Dulung. He goes, oh, yes, awesome. Now I have $1 million. And he goes, wait, what? And he goes, zoom, back right up his eyes.
Yeah. And then every time that person reiterates what you said, it takes way more. So you said whenever somebody says Dingleberry. Yeah. All right. Anyway, that's it for Ask Reddit, Cambo.
Yep.
But now we can move on to our questions. The questions to get us to love you. And while I find it, you should explain to the new listeners what this means.
Okay, so Nelson has found on the internet a series of 36 questions. And apparently these 36 questions are increasingly intimate as they go along. But if you were to ask someone these 36 questions and you were to both answer them, you would fall in love. That is the theory behind these 36 questions.
Yes.
So, for the next, I think we're about 6 questions in.
We're about to do our 7th.
Yeah, cool.
Yep.
So, for the past 6 weeks, we've been answering them. And for the next 30 weeks, this week included, we'll also be answering them. And by the end, whether you like it or not, you will love us.
Yep, that's right.
And we will love you.
Sucked in. We will love you. Do you think it'd be amazing if it just happened all of a sudden? We do the last one and we're like, oh my God, I just love everyone.
I assume that's how this works.
Yeah, I think so. By the way, just very quickly, we had Amanda write into us.
Yeah.
Because last week the question was, would you prefer to keep the mind or body of a 30-year-old till the age, till you are the age of 90? And Amanda wrote in, and I said mind and you said body.
Correct.
And Amanda wrote in and she said, no, you should definitely choose body. My mind has been as sharp as it was since I was 30, you know, but she mentioned like a bit of arthritis. That's a bit sad, you know, got some arthritis there, which obviously naturally happens. Yep. So she would prefer her 30-year-old body.
Yep.
I just wanted to point out
yep.
that Amanda, you haven't lost your mind yet, which is very much the point of this question. I hope you never do, but there is a chance that when you're 90 years old, you won't have your mind anymore. Mm-hmm. And I think that's when you need to make the decision of like, wow, I can barely think for myself.
Yeah.
Do I? Look, am I okay with this?
Or
do I
look better? Here's my watermark when it comes to that. Stanley's 94. Mm-hmm. He still seems with it. He's still making quippy little Marvel jokes.
I don't know about that. Did they, by the way, side story, mm-hmm. did they actually record him in a three-dimensional thing so that they could put him in future Marvel movies? I heard this rumor. Yeah, I don't know if it's true.
That's been a rumor that they've scanned him in.
Because, yeah.
Let's face it, he's 94.
Yeah.
But what they did do is they recorded, I think, 6 cameos last summer.
Right, okay.
With him all in a row.
Yeah, that's funny. Which
is not a good sign.
They're going to be annoyed if they have to do reshoots.
Yeah.
okay, anyway. Back to the question. Number 7. Do you have a secret hunch about how you will die?
No.
No. I only just read that live. And as I'm reading it, I was like, me and Camber are both going to say no.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the end of the conversation.
It's a nice simple one this week.
Why would anybody...
I don't have a hunch.
I don't have a hunch.
I'm not sleeping with a mafia don's wife. I'm not running drugs in Colombia.
Exactly.
Probably some weird liver disease. I
don't have a hunch, but statistically it will be heart disease. Yeah. And if not cancer, yep. And if not, I don't know.
So if you call statistical evidence a hunch,
yeah.
But do I have any idea what that will be? No.
Yeah. It's really weird. Surely most people have that, right? Well, and it's like, no, I don't know how I'm going to die.
But maybe this is what, you know, this is what separates the weak from the chav, so to speak. Because if you both go, yeah, then you're connected, aren't you?
Okay, all right.
It's all, because this is all about, like, like compatibility, right?
Yeah, I'm guessing. Yeah.
So if you're disagreeing on every single question, maybe you ain't meant for each other.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I'm saying. So you need divisive questions.
I sort of wonder about the people that do have a hunch, you know? Yeah. Like whether they're like, I have a hunch it's gonna have something to do with a bus. Just avoid buses. you'll be fine.
What kind of life is that though?
Yeah. All the great buses of the world. So you'll miss it. Maybe they'll spend every day in a bus.
How exciting is catching the bus?
And then statistically, it will increase their chances.
Because to me, catching the bus is quite boring. To them, what a thrill.
That's true. That is true. Like, oh my God, I could die at any minute. Okay. All right. Anyway, that was a pretty quick one. Alrighty then, let's get into the Ask Me Anything segment, where listeners just like you, kind
like
listener.
Me?
No.
I know, I'm pretending to be a listener.
Oh, okay.
We'll do that
again. Let's do that again.
Like me?
Yes, like you.
But I'm Canberra.
Johnny? Oh, for fuck's sake. can write in and ask us a question, or you can comment on, like Amanda did, and comment on one of the other things that we've spoken about.
Yeah.
And I did admittedly just kind of tell Amanda I thought her thoughts were stupid.
Hey, Amanda.
But I promise not to do that to everyone.
Amanda, this part of the show is just for you. Don't take that. You write in and tell Nelson why it's wrong.
I'm just joking.
Yeah. And, you know, if you want to answer, great. You know, how would you make people say the word dingleberry to you to make as much money as possible? I'm interested.
I don't know.
I have a few other plans, but I'll save them.
Yeah. Anyway, Cambo. You go first.
Oh, okay. So I believe it's my week to read Rowan's question because I think you read it.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Cousin Rowan. Whose cousin? We'll never know. No one ever knows.
No one knows.
Gentlemen, that's Rowan, not me.
Okay.
Firstly, let me assure you my EDQ, and for those that didn't listen last week, that is epic dig question, was 100% original. When someone asked me for an EDQ, let it be known that I deliver, and... he did deliver.
Yeah.
It was quite the conundrum.
It was pretty good.
I did considering adding a porn component, but opted to keep it simple. That is very nice of you.
Yeah, but we ended up going there anyway.
Yes, we did, yeah. Something a little lighter this week. AMA 10.0. What is your favorite podcast and why? Cheers, Cousin Rowan. Brackets, whose cousin? We'll never know.
Okay.
That wasn't in the email. Oh, this email's been checked for viruses.
What? It's good. Good to know. Cambo, what's your favorite pop cut?
I have a lot. I have a lot. Australian podcast that I listen to every week that you know about is called The Weekly Planet.
Yeah.
It's very much movie and comic book themed. But like it a lot, they're doing very well. They don't need a shout out from me.
Yeah. In fact, we could do with a shout out for them.
Yeah. If you're listening and you're not.
Maybe we should write into them and say, hey, we gave you a shout out. How about you do the same?
How does this shout out for shout out deal go?
Yeah, I think you've sort of committed to it because we shouted out you. So.
But, you know, I've got a bunch. My daily transit podcast that I listen to at work is Hamish and Andy.
Okay.
I'm one day behind.
They're a good one.
Even bigger podcast, so if they could give us a shout out too.
Okay. Yeah, that's
that would
true.
Be great.
All these people that we mentioned, if you could give us a shout out, great.
Overseas, the American podcast, How Did This Get Made, is one of my favorites.
I've heard that's really good. Haven't listened to it.
They talk about terrible, terrible movies. If they can interview someone involved in the terrible, terrible movie.
Right.
They interviewed the screenwriter of Crocodile Dundee 3. They interviewed the director of Punisher Warzone. It's very funny.
Yep.
And there's a podcast called Script Notes. It's all about screenwriting that I listen to every week.
Mm.
What about you, Nelson?
Bloody interesting, yeah, mate.
Not a podcast guy?
No, I hate him.
Okay, good night.
So, first of all, full disclosure, I do listen to ours every week.
Oh,
is that weird?
I don't.
Just by the way, hello, future Nelson. Just thought I'd put that in there. But that's more for, you know, like quality assurance purposes.
Are you disappointed every week?
Yes.
Every week you're like, oh boy, we kept that in, did we?
Yeah, all right. Exactly. Oh, I thought we definitely sounded funnier at the time. The other thing is, so I am very into Dota, the game, as I've mentioned plenty of times on this podcast. So I listen to two Dota podcasts. One is called We Like Dota.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that one because it's just super casual guys.
Yep.
Just they're not. They even admit they're not very good at the game. Yep. They just really like it, so they like talking about it. They're pretty cool. But then this is just a testament to how much I really like Dota. Is that there's another podcast called Defense of the Patience or .P, and I think that podcast is terrible, but I still listen to it because I like Dota so much. And I'm like, and they'll start talking about something, and I'm like, oh my god, I so disagree with this. I'm so angry, but I'm like, I don't know. There's not many Dota podcasts. I've just listened to this one, and they do so many episodes anyway. Oh. But one I just listened to the other day, my dad was telling me about it. Well, he listens to it on the radio, like Hamish and Andy is on the radio, do a podcast as well. This is called The Minefield. That's an ABC program, and it has Waleed Ali, which some people might know from The Project.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
or the massively successful Channel 10.
Doing really well, Channel 10. The funny thing about this is, right, I don't like The Project. I think it's a crock of shit.
Yeah.
And I've sort of thought, oh, Wally, darling. Bit of a wanker. Yeah, exactly. But listening to The Minefield, turns out, super smart dude.
Mm-hmm.
Really smart. It's actually like Red Simons on Hey Hey, It's Saturday.
Yeah.
Not many people know. He's a really intelligent guy. Has a super high IQ.
Rowan Atkinson as well.
Right.
Not just Mr. Bean. I think he has a doctorate.
You're right. Yeah.
Very, very clever guy.
Dr. Bean.
Yeah. That's Dr. Bean to you, sir.
Exactly. So it's actually really funny listening to their podcast. It's stuff that I'm sort of interested in. It's like semi, I don't know, they sometimes talk about philosophical things and whatever. Stuff that I'm interested in. But there's very few things in the world that make me feel dumb. Because I don't feel like I'm a dumb person.
Right.
But, or that I have a poor vocabulary.
Uh-huh.
I feel like my vocabulary is fine, you know? I get by. It's good. Listening to these guys, sometimes I struggle to just like keep up with what they're saying because they use such like big dynamic words that I haven't heard before. I'm like, oh man, I feel like I'm such an idiot. But it's really great.
Well, you want that kind of a podcast, but also mixed with comedy, Nelson,
it's
a podcast called No Such Thing as a Fish.
Philomedy. Oh, okay.
Yep. No Such Thing as a Fish. And it's a podcast by the people that are the researchers for the TV show QI.
Oh,
you
know, right.
QI is just about everything. It's about general knowledge.
Quite interesting.
This is a podcast about the people that research for that show. And it's a comedy podcast. And they all talk to each other about, they've got a different fact every week that they start off on and they go around in a circle.
Right. Very interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. What are your favorite podcasts, everyone out there? In fact, maybe a mutual podcast shout out. A friend of ours has a podcast, Josh Porter.
Welcome to Patchwork.
Check that out. It's very funny.
They haven't done one in like a month. I just noticed. Really.
Check it out anyway.
Send them
a message saying, keep going.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It's funny. Anyway, obviously you don't have to write in and say Reddit on Reddit. We already know that.
Yeah.
We already know that we're great. And you didn't accidentally stumble onto this episode and are regretting not getting that stop button fixed on your phone. Okay. Well, I have another question here.
Yep.
Because that was one. I have one from Vin.
Yep. Now, of course, for new listeners, normally Vin will write us a very dirty, disgusting question, an EDQ, if you will.
An EDQ.
And Rowan asks us very nice, insightful questions.
Yeah.
And we wanted to flip it.
Yeah.
So last week, Rowan asked us an EDQ, and this week, this is Vin's attempt at
a normal question.
Yes.
He says, hi, guys. Sorry for not submitting a question last week. Had trouble thinking of a question that is not dirty. That's okay. I totally understand, Vin. You probably had to go into some sort of meditation to get to this point. So his question is, what is the cruelest/meanest thing you have ever done to someone, and why did you do it? Also, he says, I also wanted to ask for a favor, as I wanted to do something special for my mum's birthday. I was hoping you can wish her a happy birthday on my behalf. Still loving the podcast, guys. Regards, Vin.
Okay. Now, I do want to help Vin out here, but you don't want your mum to listen to this whole show.
Yeah.
So what I think, right, is we'll just do a little soundbite for him where we pretend we're a different podcast all about loving your mum.
Okay.
And Vin's written in and he can just play that little segment.
Ah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Okay.
So, are you ready? I'm just going to clear and we'll have a little bit of a gap of silence and then we'll go. Anyway, welcome back to the We Love Mum podcast.
Where we love all mums.
All day. Well, Nelson, you won't believe we have a special request from listener Vin.
Oh,
he always sends such lovely questions. What a champion.
Isn't Vin the guy with such a lovely mum?
He is, Nelson. Now, Vin's question was, if you had to jerk each other off for 6 hours and listen to Nickelback... Or jerk Nickelback off for 6 hours and listen to each other, which would you choose? Well, Vin, we don't know. We don't answer those kind of questions on this podcast.
But happy birthday to your mum.
Yay. There you are, Vin. You can use that all
you
want.
Do you know what was so funny? It's like, that was such a good Vin question that you made up on the fly. Would you rather to like listen to Nickelback or each other while you jerk each other? I don't know. I have no idea. It's a difficult question. Yeah. Anyway, that's pretty funny.
You can use that all you like, Vin. That's completely yours for your mum for her birthday.
So funny. Okay.
What is the meanest thing you ever did, the Nelson, and why did you do it?
You've ever done to someone, and why did you do it? So, well, Cambo, I'm not particularly proud of this moment.
Okay. But, it would be weird if you were.
But when I was young, I think the problem is, I think I've told this story actually before on the podcast. But anyway, I'll explain it. I was once made, what do you call it? I was suspended from school once for being very mean to a guy. One time, my friend Kelvin went through this phase of trying to get people's Hotmail passwords.
Right.
One time he did this genius one, which is like he sent an email and he got all these like nice headers that was like MSN, Hotmail, blah, blah, blah. Said he was like the CEO or something.
What?
And said, oh, there's a risk that your, you know, email might be hacked. Send us your password and we'll do something. I don't know. He worded it pretty well. And we did get one girl in our class right back to that. So that was
hacking
funny.
Was so much easier in the 90s.
I know. Well, actually, I still think you could probably do that to some degree. But don't. But what he did for one guy is when you log into Hotmail, it says the password has to be 6 digits in length.
Yeah.
So my friend just typed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And it worked. Yeah.
That is very much that guy's fault.
That is, do you know, I'm pretty sure this is the reason why you now have to put a capital letter and a lowercase and a digit.
So now it can be A1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Exactly.
Hashtag.
Hashtag, yeah. Exclamation mark, because that's the one. So he got into his account. And this kid, we sort of didn't really like him that much.
Yeah.
But we thought that it would just be a funny joke anyway if we sent an email from his account to his mum. This is how we thought this scenario would play out. Just so you know, we thought we'll send the email. And then when he's at home tonight, his mum's going to read the email. And she's going to be like, what the hell's this? And then speak to him and be like, hey, I got this email. And he'd be like, ah, those bloody rat bags got me. But what actually happened is, turns out, this is how long ago it was, they didn't even have internet at home. I don't know anybody that doesn't have internet at home anymore for the past so many years. They didn't have internet at home. So his mother checked it. She was a teacher at a different school. We checked it at school. And the email said, hey, mom, I'm on drugs and I'm not coming home tonight. So... anyway, apparently she was on the phone in tears to our coordinators for like hours. And he got called out of class during PE, I remember. Vivid memories I have of him walking out of class by getting called out by, you know, somebody else. And kind of me just going, this is probably about that email we sent. I wonder if this is going to end up badly for me.
Yeah.
And so, then obviously, I ended up getting suspended for ages. And then I was like, yeah, okay, I can see how that's really bad now. But we just thought he was going to be at home and it would be like a stupid joke. And he'd kind of know that we had his password. But then this then happened later, right? So I am not a particularly mean person. But my friend, Kelvin, like a year later, maybe 2 years later, to this same guy, when creating websites was like a big thing, you could create your own website, freewebs.com, I think. He created like this hate website about it. It was really mean.
Yeah.
And my name was on there because he created users.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, hey, check it out. And I was like, okay, this isn't right. But I admit I wasn't strong-willed enough when I was younger to be like, okay, take this down. I did sort of suggest it to him, but I was kind of like we'll leave it up. I don't know. It's up to you.
Hey, you know what might be funny? Like, just whatever is, if you just took the website. Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly, yeah.
Hey, that's up to you.
Some people would laugh at me if I said that. But anyway, he found out and it was super horrible. And then I got suspended again for a second time because of the first time. There were other people on the website who also he'd put like the usernames in for, but they were like, oh, well, this is your first time. And they knew it was my friend Kelvin who made the website and was like, but they said to me, oh, well, you've been part of this before. I was like, I wasn't even part of it. This is so, I was like, this is ridiculous. And so anyway, that was pretty bad. And that one, I feel very guilty about. Even though that actually wasn't me, I feel very sorry that my friend made a hate website about this guy.
There you go.
Anyway.
Nelson Allingham, former cyberbully.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Anyway. Yeah. I still say, it's a hilarious joke to say to somebody else's mum from their email account that they are on drugs and they're not coming home.
Oh, wow. That's a real eye-opener there, Nelson.
Yep. How about you?
Look, I don't have any one
thing. Oh, well, great. Just after I've said that I'm an arsehole.
A really good guy. No, I think I get, like, passively, aggressively mean.
Yeah.
And I don't realize it. Because what has happened to me several times is I've wound up in a situation where I am on a date and I didn't realize it was a date.
Oh.
And I think then I get quite mean because I get very awkward and I stop talking to people.
Right, yes.
And I think that I probably lead people on to a certain extent. I'm all like fun and
flirty. I don't think so, by the way. I think you... just to point out some gender differences, if you were to flip the role, a girl in your position would be like, I was just being friendly and I wasn't leading them. But you kind of know. You're like, well, maybe I was leading them on a little bit. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, point that out. It's happened to me more times than I would like.
Okay.
But I feel very bad for these girls because I feel like once I realize this, I give them nothing.
Yeah.
And it becomes very awkward. I do not enjoy it.
Yeah. Admittedly, I have actually done the same thing. I remember with at least one girl. We were like kind of good friends. And the thing is, I don't even think that she was into me in the end. But some other people are like, oh, she's really into you. Mm-hmm. And as I've grown up, like grown older, and I've just sort of realized, no, like just guys and girls are just friends, whatever, you know. I was still probably older at the time, like maybe 18, but I don't know. I just freaked out. I was like, oh, okay, maybe she really likes me and I don't really like her.
So you start acting kind of like a jerk.
Well, the thing is, I basically just stopped talking to her.
Yeah.
This is like a girl that I would talk to like all the time, just as a normal friend. And I just stopped talking to her. I was like, man, I feel she must have no idea what happened. Like, she must have really offended me. I was like, I don't know.
But that's what I always feel worse about. I've never, like, you know, kicked someone in the head and shouted a hate crime or something at them, you know.
But, you've never...
I mean, I have done that, but I don't feel bad about it.
Have you ever been in a fight? Fist fight at all? Ever?
Only with my brothers.
Okay.
I deserved it. So, well, you know, I've got a smart mouth on me.
That's right.
So.
We spoke about this in another episode. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I've been in it. Oh, no, I was. But it was like my ex-girlfriend's ex-boyfriend. And,
Very high school drama.
Very high school drama. Actually, speaking of beating up kids, Vin called me today.
Yeah.
Right. And he said, hey, remember a few episodes ago you were talking about how many kids you could beat up?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, I worked out I could beat up one. And I was like, what, Vin? So just to quickly summarize Vin's story, there were some annoying kids in a store.
Right.
Messing around, like messing with the stuff in the store, throwing things around. The guy said, "Hey, get out of this store." And then they went into the back room of the store and started throwing shit around. And the guy's like, "Hey, what the F?" And Vin's had watched this the whole time. And then one of the kids hit Vin's daughter with their scooter. And he was like, "Hey, watch out. What the hell are you doing?" And the kids were like, "Hey, what are you going to do about it?" And so Vin was like, "Okay." And he picked up this kid and threw him over a little like gate thing. And then the guy's like, "What the hell is that for?" And then Vin was like, "Oh, are you going to cry, you little bitch?" to these kids. I was like, "Yeah, good on Vin."
Yeah.
Wait,
quickly, let's change his name.
Oh, to Vin.
That was our friend Lynn.
No, I think it was a good point because they were obviously being massive shits anyway. Uh-huh. And it probably is one of those things where like nobody has the courage to like touch the kids because they're like, "Oh, you know, what if you get in trouble?" Mm. No, I respect it, Vin. Yeah. Throw little kids that are being shits. You heard it here first. Anyway.
What an episode of first.
Exactly. All right. Well, that is the end of Reddit on Reddit. If you would like to write in to us, you can do so at Reddit Podcast, readitpodcast@gmail.com. You can also reach us at Facebook and at Twitter and on our subreddit on Reddit, readit podcast.
Correct.
That's it for another episode, Cambo. I think we've, again, I don't even know how we did this. Our longest episode again. I thought this episode was shorter this time.
That should be the catchphrase of the show. See you later, guys. This was actually our longest episode ever because it's going to be true every week.
Yeah, that's true.
But when you've got such sweet, sweet content, Nelson, how could we cut any of it?
That's true. Oh, no, you could probably cut so much. Oh, my God. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
We will read you later.